after his last winter.
What happened
to
him?
He left there in June. Went to Borneo, missionary.
What happened to Walter?
No good. He had a Filipino wife. But the Filipino one was not glad to get back.
That's probably the point. His wife wanted him to leave. What story do you want to tell first? Do you want to tell a story? How about the one about the Arapaho you were, the Kiowa you were telling me about the other day?
I still had it. Yeah, I think I had it. Yeah, here it is. So I had all this fixed out like this, so when they came back and, you know, translated, they'd ask me 2-3 times a day where different people. And I just fix it out like this. I just run it back over to them.
Well, would you give it, what I want you to do now is to give me the Cheyenne story like you'd be telling it to another Cheyenne.
Yeah, this
one. And that way we can give the translation in it after you can.
Nukashif istaviam niho huhai huif vitapato mionif Hohe ihno hinno. Nishko kiahan ihoihon hotuma ho hinof. Estoi a wassist. Tsisitano. Tsito vita pato. Ehno tsito wohon. Tsito tsisitano. Man misto me vito. Tsist hufus. Go kiachan, hitzo ho duma ho hinof. Nih ni shivs, stamita zinot. Ichi to hon, zito tsisitano.
So. You want to read the translation in there?
You mean for each word?
No, just read the whole thing. I can figure it out from the...
One day, he was walking a long time ago on the path. A Kiowa. That's the end of the sentence, first sentence. We have a new sentence here. Hohen, ehno yachzinhon. Hotuma nish kukiachan ichoesist. Hotuma ho enof. Isto a wohon, tsisitano. Sitto, I'm repeating that Indian didn't. Let me start all over here again and read it in English. Okay. Be all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
One day, he was walking a long time ago on the path, a Kiowa. A sack he was carrying, two chickens were inside the sack. He met a Cheyenne man. This Kiowa asked him, this Cheyenne man, if you can tell me how many chickens here in this sack, both of them I will give you. He told him, this Cheyenne man.
How does it,
kind of hard to,
how does it finish? Is there a finish?
No. See, I was just joking about him, you know, telling him to guess how many chickens he had, and then he turned right around and told him there were two. So
yeah.
He'd give him both of them.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't catch it. Oh, yeah. Now, what about that other story? I don't care whether the translations are right out of it, but that other story about the... What are the Cheyennes call this story that you just told me anyway?
Oh, Kiowa and Cheyenne.
The Kiowa and the Cheyenne. And now, what do you call the story about the one with red eyes, when they get red eyes? How a mud hen got red eyes.
Oh, I don't know that story. I think them girls...
The girls over there.
I heard about that story. I guess they was telling it over there. My sisters.
How the mud hens got red eyes. Do you know any others you can think of offhand?
No, I don't. I don't know in them stories. See, they were around small children all the time, you know. And
yeah.
They could tell them stories, but I was be off, you know, not at home and working. So I didn't get to learn many of them. I just hear part of them sometimes.
Well, let's see if we couldn't... Would you try if you met a Cheyenne man on the street, what would you usually say to him? How would the conversation go, a typical conversation?
I'd meet a Cheyenne and I'd say, "Nipewe wo." And he'd probably answer me, he'd say, "Hapo nipewe wo." So I'd be telling him, "I'm glad to see you." Mm-hmm. "And I'm glad to see you too." That was his answer. "Nitone to mohta." "How are you?" "Na na pewo mohta." "Well, I'm fine. You're fine." "Desa nin she ocht." "Where did you come from?" "Hatawanan she ocht." "That I came from that place over there." "Nishi natu sivas." "I'm going back where we came from." "Natanavas."
Goodbye, then.
That's good. You're good at goodbye.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Nato sosemoto. Buffalo and porcupine. Iivia me notso hoto hotoa. Mu ifsi in notsi muhi westo se mani. Ao he ami notso. Ia mono se to musta me kaya tse hishkovs. She's is there not doing it, I know the hill must miss it than her. Is the city no knee who hood on one noy hot? Nam shame Momo he ho, what he hot the dots na hot ho ho with ne. Now knit satach, now knit satach. Is touching no knee ho, is sit on no ho. Nish is the no sit at her me ho. Nish is it the hot door, is the door. She want the mohon, is that sit at her. Hot your torn. He not say his and he doito, hit the horn. Nam shimmy hook near shocker walk here. เฮ็ดดอสนะดอสนะฮอโควินะฮอโควินะฮอโควินะนิซาตะฮิสอิฮิอิสเทดดอฮอนนิชิจิตดอฮอตดอวะนาวินาอิวะนิสซิฮิดอฮอนทอคนิซาตอชอโควะเฮียมะนิวะนอดอนซิวะเฮวะฮิดดอฮอนนิฮวะฮันซิยานออฮิฮอ นาสตบากอมฮัตซนาปอนนีวนนีฮิตฮอนฮอวาฮันอุนิตัตซดอนนีบุกกิเวซวาตอตากอวอตฮิฮอไอสตานีนานอฮิสโตวอซวานาตาเซวานนีโยสตนามาตาชิฮอวะฮอยอฮิตอส ฮูมาทอฮิฮอนนิฮิชตานอฮอนนุนุปาตานาฮอตาโตคามาอะอิจิฮิชตานอซฮอเฮเฮนาวินาเอวอนิสติฮิฮอสตาซานีเอวอนโนฮอนปานิโตเฮวอกิเวซวาสตากาวอตฮอจิสตาชอตอมีฮูฮิโยมาสิต Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. 买菜我也只好不晓得多好多啊你是你是在哪顿后我是在有个吃他嘿嘿我是在没回火是哪里我是在弄完吃的是他这些你啊你是只是在去弄妹妹和他知道都要空妹妹你妈多你大家是哪人是去是在那后没有回后弄你开后五十六不会米开有之后你是哦是的很多会不是要自己去的很多那么担心还怕是在一起打的是的那我是有会买的是啊是的我后面这都去后那我也有是的这没事一起有我靠你是咦你有话跟我你没东西拿回去我问他是他那些那些一起的话那些一起的你三的是啊是他的话你是拿回去的话你阿弥陀是他的话是你三那么那些一起的话你是他的话我有的话我没有空的这么你下次也没还有Ista to si ista mami maha tsuno. Ni wo si ami yo ista kheyo ike tsu ewa maani yo ista kheyo tatsu stashi matsu maas. Ni shin hi wotoa hi ino me apu ahta misi. Hiyo okum. Ista o saan hui yo ista kheyo. Okum ista ma vipi yo ista kta no hi to hi ista tsu hi inyo. Hi wotoa ike ista no wos.爸也是在我耳朵摸你会玩那弄是在弄是啊是打黑哟或者是都好一面黑哟还是狗屎是在没想没事弄是和妈不能只有只弄爸
对Now could you tell me just about what it was about in English?
Okay. There's a buffalo was a buffalo cow was roaming around eating grass, you know. And then this porcupine came along. He saw this cow eating there, and he's wondering how he was going to kill him. He wanted that meat.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped and sit down by the bank of the river.He sat there and he's singing away. He sang that song I sang. He said, Grandfather, he claimed him his grandfather. Grandfather, I've got stickers in my feet. I can't go any further. I want to cross this river and I can't cross it. It's too deep. Come carry me across the river.So I can get across on the other side. This cow said, What do you mean by that? He said, Well, my feet are sore. I can't go across. And he said, All right, you hang on to my tail. He said, No, I can't. I might turn loose. I might float away.I want to ride somewhere a little higher. He was after his head.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ride a little higher. Well, you can ride on my back. I wouldn't have no place to hang on. He said, I want to sit right above your head so I can hang on by your horns. He said, all right, get on. So this porcupine got on.He hang on the horns. He already had his knife ready to poke his ear. So after he got across, swimming across this river, and he was busy all that time, he was poking at his ear. He cut the veins, our blood veins. It was just scored out. And just by the time he got across, this cow fell over and died.He started butchering. Oh, he made a big fire, and then he had his meat all stand by the fire. He made, they call it baloney, what you you say baloney around here, I mean you white people. Well, he made that kind too. He covered it up in the ashes on the side of that. And then he was still eating. Pretty soon, coyote must have smelled his cooking, you know. He come up, they sent this, this meat, you know, he was cooking them. He smelled it somewhere from over there. He, you know, they do that. They come, go where they smell something, meat or something. Come, he came up the hill there, and then this porcupine ordered him home. Don't come near, I'm busy, I'm cooking my own food. He said, oh, he was just limping, this coyote just barely made his way through there. If you're really hungry, he said, I'll give you a part of all what he cooked there. I'll give you a part of it, we race. Whoever gets here first gets the half of this cow, or what's cooking there. So he said, oh, so I'm crippled. Well, I'm crippled too. There's a lot of stickers on the palm of my feet. I'm crippled. Well, all right. It went so far, maybe quite a ways, you know. So they stood there, then they start running. They start running here. This coyote would come down here. He run back and eat up. He's cooking over there. He'd come back and he'd show up again. He was still running, just running. This porcupine was running all his might. When he got over there, all his meat was gone. And he hollered at him. This coyote was still, don't eat any of that bologna. I want that for myself. You can have the rest. Because he was already full. And this coyote didn't know that he made this bologna. He rushed over there and squeezed out all what was the bologna. Yeah. He just left this casing in it. He stuffed it with ashes, threw it back and then covered it up. He went on. Well, I'm through. He come over the air, all his meat was gone. And oh, he forgot my bologna. He got it out, just brushing the ashes off. Took a big bite of it and it's nothing but ashes. They had nothing to eat.
Oh, good. That's a good one.
Okay. And they fly south.
About the geese flying?
South, yes.
This is just they're flying north and south?
North and south.
Okay, good. Every story you know.